30 trucks carrying flour and food entered Gaza, according to the Coordinator of Government Activities in the Territories, COGAT, the Israeli agency responsible for logistical coordination within the Gaza Strip.
The aid was designated for northern Gaza, COGAT stated. However, a World Food Program spokesperson said the aid has not yet reached the intended recipients. Israel is not denying the entry of humanitarian aid with a focus on food into the Gaza Strip, COGAT added. Joseph Eckerson reporting.
About 200 demonstrators protesting Israel's actions in Gaza were arrested during a sit-in outside the New York Stock Exchange on Monday, according to police.
The protesters chanted, "Let Gaza live," and "Up, up with liberation, down, down with occupation," outside the Stock Exchange's iconic building in Lower Manhattan. "We're here to demand that the U.S. government stop sending bombs to Israel and stop benefiting from Israel's genocide against Palestinians in Gaza," said Beth Miller, political director of Jewish Voice for Peace. Liam White reporting.
The sheriff's office in Rutherford County, North Carolina, announced the arrest of a man charged with allegedly threatening to harm federal emergency management agency workers in the region.
William Parsons, 44, of Bostic, North Carolina, was charged with going armed to the terror of the public, according to a statement. The Rutherford County Sheriff's Office said deputies responded to reports near Lake Lure and Chimney Rock about a white male with an assault rifle who made comments about possibly harming FEMA workers in the area. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A Texas man shot and injured two deputies during a traffic stop before they returned fire, killing him, according to authorities.
A Callaway County deputy initiated the stop around 3:35 a.m. on Interstate 70, the county sheriff's office said in a release. A second deputy arrived shortly afterward. Deputies discovered the driver, a 37-year-old Texas man, had multiple felony warrants for alleged drug trafficking and assaulting a law enforcement officer, Kyle Norris reporting.
A New Jersey Transit commuter train struck a large tree limb on the tracks Monday, killing the train operator and injuring nearly two dozen people.
The crash occurred shortly after 6 a.m. just north of the Roebling Station in Mansfield Township, New Jersey Transit said in a statement. The River Line train had 42 passengers on board, and television footage showed a significant portion of the tree lodged beneath the train. 23 people were treated for minor injuries, according to NJ Transit. Authorities are investigating how the tree ended up on the tracks. Kevin Sanders reporting.
7-Eleven will close over 400 underperforming stores in the U.S. and Canada to cut costs and boost earnings by year-end.
7&i Holdings, the Tokyo-based parent company of 7-Eleven, announced during an earnings call last week that 444 stores will close due to inflation, declining customer traffic, and a drop in cigarette sales. "These factors have impacted our sales and gross merchandise profits," said CEO and President Joe DePinto during the call. Jessica Oakley reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.